Drive old school DNB sampler rack for rewind worthy drops enabled in Live 12, beginner edition. Let's build a single rack that feels like a classic hardware sampler being pushed way too hard but in a controlled, performable way. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one instrument rack that can smash and resample breaks and stabs, build tension with a few macro moves, and set up that classic moment where everything goes chaotic, then there's a tiny silence, then the drop lands so hard it feels like it demands a rewind. Open Ableton Live 12 and start a fresh set. First, set your tempo. Old school jungle and DNB lives around 172 to 176 BPM. Set it to 174. Keep it in 4/4. Quick mindset tip before we touch any devices. Leave headroom. A very DNB-friendly rule is to build with your master peaking around -6 dB. It's not about being quiet. It's about making room for all the distortion and hype we're about to add. Now create the rack. Create a new MIDI track. Drop in sampler. Then group it into an instrument rack. In the rack, open the chain list and create three chains. Name them break, stab, and sub. Sub is optional, but it's useful if you want the rack to feel like a complete drop machine. Before we go deeper, here's a pro workflow move that saves you later. Put gain staging inside the rack. On each chain, at the very end, add a utility. Set a sensible baseline level, usually -6 to -12 dB per chain. This means when you start cranking drive and crush, you're not instantly obliterating your output. Think of it as calibrating the rack like a piece of hardware. And one more safety net, at the very end of the whole rack, after everything, add a limiter. Not on the master, on the rack. Set the ceiling to -0.5 dB. You want it barely touching, maybe 1 or 2 dB on the wildest moments. It's a panic catcher, not a loudness tool. Cool. Break chain next. Click the break chain. In sampler, drag in a breakbeat. Amen. Think, hot pants. Anything with character. If your loop isn't tight, fix it as audio first. Warp it, consolidate it, then drag the consolidated file into sampler. That way sampler is playing a clean, committed loop. In sampler, set voices to 1. This makes it behave like a mono loop playback, old sampler style. Set trigger mode to trigger, not gate, so it plays consistently. Turn on sampler's filter. Choose LP24. Set frequency around 12 kHz to start. Set resonance around 0.3 to 0.5. That resonance is the secret sauce for build tension later, because it gives the filter something to bite into. Now add processing after sampler on the break chain. Add saturator. Set the type to analog clip. Turn on soft clip. Start the drive around +3 to +8 dB. Don't worry, we'll macro it. Then add redux. A good starting point is bit reduction around 10 to 12, sample rate around 8 to 15 kHz, and keep dry/wet subtle, like 10 to 30%. Redux can destroy punch fast, so think seasoning, not main ingredient. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15% as a start. Transients up, something like +10 to +30. Boom. Keep it cautious, 0 to 10% max, because boom can fight your sub later. Then add EQ8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to clean rumble. If the break gets harsh after distortion, do a small dip around 3 to 6 kHz, like -1 to -3 dB. Optional but very effective if your break feels too spiky after distortion. Add a glue compressor after your dirt and EQ. Aim for a gentle clamp, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Attack around 3 to 10 ms. Release on auto. That can help it feel printed, like it's been committed to tape or resampled. Now the stab chain. Click stab, load a rave stab, orchestral hit, hoover stab, anything that screams classic energy. In sampler, set voices to 4 to 8 so chords don't choke. Set an amp envelope that's short and punchy. Attack 0 to 5 milliseconds, decay 300 to 900 milliseconds, sustain at 0, release 80 to 200 milliseconds. That gives you a hit that speaks, then gets out of the way. Turn on the filter. If you want that telephone rave vibe, choose BP12. If you want warm and wide, choose LP12. Resonance around 0.4 to 0.7 for that squawk. Now add effects after sampler on the stab chain. Add overdrive. Set the overdrive filter frequency somewhere like 1.2 to 3 kHz. Drive around 20 to 60% depending on aggression. Use tone to decide if it's biting or more rounded. Add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/4 synced. Feedback around 15 to 35%. Filter it so it doesn't muddy your low end. High pass around 200 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep dry/wet subtle, like 8 to 20%. You want motion. not a wash. Add reverb. Decay 2 to 6 seconds. Size 70 to 120. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms. Start dry slash wet low. Maybe 5 to 12%, because we're going to use this as a throw. Extra credit move that makes the reverb throw more pro and easier to cut before the drop. Put a gate after the reverb. Set it so it closes quickly after the stab ends. Now you can crank the throw, but still cut cleanly right before the drop. Now sub. Optional. If you already have a bassline, skip this. If you want the rack to handle the whole moment, click sub and drop an operator instead of sampler. Set oscillator at a sign. Set the envelope, attack 0, decay around 400 ms if you want a bit of pluck, sustain full, release around 150 ms. At EQ 8 and low pass around 120 to 180 hz so it stays pure. Optionally add a compressor, ratio 2:1, attack 10 ms, release 60 to 120 ms, just to keep it steady. Important note, we're not going to pitch the sub down with the tape stop macro later. Keep your low end predictable while you do chaos up top. That's how you get heavy drops without the mix collapsing. Now we map the 8 rewind macros. Click macro map mode in the rack. And remember, macro ranges should be guardrails, not the full parameter. You're designing an instrument that always feels good. If something sounds great between 12 and 22%, don't map it to 0 to 35. Tighten it so the entire knob travel lives in the sweet spot. Also, name macros by intent. Filter is okay, but build dark to open makes automation way faster later. Macro 1. Drive. Map it to the break chain saturator drive. Something like 0 to plus 10 dB. Map it to the stab chain overdrive drive. Maybe 10% to 60%. Optionally map drum bus drive a little as well, 0 to 20%. This macro is your push the desk knob. Macro 2. Filter build. Map break sampler filter frequency, like 300 hz up to 18 khz. Map stab sampler filter frequency, like 500 hz up to 12 khz. This is the classic DDNB move. Automate it closing down before the drop, then snap open on the first beat. Macro 3. Pitch down. Map break sampler transposition from 0 down to minus 12 semitones. Map stab sampler transposition from 0 down to minus 7. This is your tape slow. Sampler pitch moment. Use it for the last half bar before the drop, then instantly reset at the drop. Macro 4. Gate or stutter. On the break chain. Add auto pan after processing. Set amount to 100%, phase to 0 degrees, shape to square. That phase at 0 degrees is crucial. It makes it a hard gate instead of stereo wobble. Now map auto pan rate to macro 4. Set a range from 1/8 down to 1/16 or 1/32. That gives you a fast, on-grid chop that screams incoming. Macro 5. Reverb throw. Map the stab reverb dry slash wet. For example, 5% up to 45%. If you added a small reverb on the break for special moments, map that too, but keep it lighter, like 0 to 20%. The trick is, throw it on the last hit, then cut to silence. Macro 6. Crush. Map redux dry slash wet from 0 up to around 35%, but only if that still sounds good. Often better is something like 10 to 25, depending on the break. Also map redux sample rate from 15 khz down to about 6 khz. This gives you that vintage sampler grit. Macro 7. Punch. Map drum bus transients from about plus 5 up to plus 35. Optionally map boom from 0 to 10, but be careful. Punch is about snap and forward motion, not just more low end. Macro 8. Trim. Your safety. Map a utility gain at the end of the rack, or the rack output level, so you can pull it down when you get excited. A good range is minus 12 dB up to 0. This macro is the difference between rewind worthy and why is everything clipping. Before we write any arrangement, do a quick low-end cleanup on the rack output, add an EQ8 and gently high-pass around 25 to 30 hz. It prevents invisible sub-junk from stealing your headroom when you start driving things. Now make it playable with MIDI. Create a MIDI clip, 4 or 8 bars. For the break, trigger the note that plays your loop, commonly C3, and hold it for one bar at a time. That's the easiest way to make the loop behave like hardware playback. For stabs, place hits on classic jungle spots. A good starting pattern is the end of 2 and beat 4, with some syncopation. You don't need many. One good stab placed well can do more than 10 random ones. For sub, if you're using it, keep it simple. Long notes, half bar to a bar, following the root. Now the arrangement trick that makes this whole thing feel like a real drop. We're going to do one bar of chaos, then a tiny cut, then the drop. In the build section, automate macro 2, the filter, slowly closing down over a bar or two. Then in the last bar before the drop, push it harder, close the filter more, increase macro force of the stutter rate speeds up, add a pitch dip with macro 3 in the last half bar, and on the final stab hit, push macro 5, the reverb throw. Then do the reload trigger, the silence, for the last quarter beat. Cut everything. Easiest method. Add a utility at the end of the rack and automate its mute or automate gain to minus infinity for just that tiny moment. That micro silence is what makes the drop feel like it arrives, not just continues. On the drop, snap your macros back, filter open, pitch reset, gate off, reverb back down. Then bring drive up slightly so the drop is bigger than the intro, but still controlled. Teacher tip. If opening everything instantly feels a bit flat, do a tiny arrival delay. On the first beat of the drop, keep the break slightly darker for half a beat. Then open it fully. That tiny change can make the drop feel larger than life. Now the most old-school part of the workflow. Perform and resample. Create a new audio track and name it Resample. Set audio from to the track with your sampler rack, or to the group if you grouped it. Arm Resample. Now record 8 to 16 bars while you perform the macros live. Treat it like an instrument. Move drive, filter, stutter, pitch, throws. Don't aim for perfect. Aim for moments. After recording, listen back and pick the best 2 to 4 bar section. Consolidate it. Now you can do those classic edits that make jungle feel alive. Tiny silences, quick repeats, reverse a reverb tail. If you want controlled madness, add beat repeat on the resampled audio, not on the live chain. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/16, chance around 10-25%, and keep its filter on so it stays dark and doesn't mess your top end too much. Quick troubleshooting before we wrap up. If everything distorts and loses punch, pull macro 8 trim down first. Then reduce redux dry/wet. Also keep drum buzz boom low.